Police in Berlin have released the man they arrested yesterday for allegedly driving a truck into a crowded Christmas market. Police say they didn't have enough evidence to charge him. The man is a 23-year-old refugee from Pakistan who had applied for asylum in Germany. His arrest added to tensions there over just how to handle Europe's refugee crisis. Now his release is unsettling Germans. And moments ago, the Islamic State, ISIS, issued a statement saying the Berlin truck attacker is an ISIS soldier who was, quote, targeting citizens of the Crusader Coalition. Michelle Martin is a Reuters correspondent based in Berlin. Michelle, tell us more about this Pakistani man released from custody today. Does this mean he's been cleared?
Well, prosecutors have said that there wasn't enough evidence to prosecute him. And basically, they're saying that he denies any involvement in the attack. And he did make statements, quite extensive statements, that he's denying the offense. So he's now been released, and it's not clear who the attacker is.
Well, but they're not saying, though, that he's completely cleared. So he may resurface. But, yeah, the idea that it's not clear who the attacker is, how are people reacting? This was a violent attack, plowing a tractor-trailer loaded with steel into that Christmas market. At least 12 have been killed, 48 wounded. Either way, this means a violent killer is on the loose. How are people reacting?
Yeah, I mean, well, people here are obviously very nervous and shaken by the whole turn of events. I mean, we've seen this in other European cities, but people are pretty shocked that it's actually happened here in Berlin now. I've just been over at a memorial church service next to the site of the attack, and people were visibly shaken there. People were sort of looking around at the attack site after the service, and the sense of shock was just very tangible. People are sort of struggling to take it in. The interior minister has just been on television saying that we can't rule out that the attacker is still on the run, so that's obviously going to make people more nervous.
Well, Angela Merkel has also faced a lot of criticism for allowing so many migrants into her country. Last year, more than 1 million refugees arrived in Germany. There are almost 500,000 formal asylum applications. Even though this refugee who had been seeking asylum has been released, I'm sure this has added to that debate.
Yes, certainly. I mean, Merkel's seeking a fourth term at the moment, and her popularity ratings have already been hit by the influx of refugees. And this is only going to add fuel to the fire. I mean, the Alternative for Germany, which is an anti-immigrant party here in Germany, were very quick this morning to say that to basically blame the attacks on Merkel. And the leader of the AfD, Frau Kapetschi, was saying that Germany is no longer safe and radical Islamic terrorism has struck in the heart of Germany. So those kind of comments are only going to add fuel to the fire.
Now, just very quickly, there was a Polish driver who was found stabbed and shot to death in the passenger seat of this truck. The truck company said they'd lost contact with him. Is there a sense now of maybe more vigilance around trucks?
We haven't heard any sense of that so far, no.
No. Well, we might in the future. Michelle Martin of Reuters, as we're learning that a 23-year-old Pakistani refugee in Germany had been arrested by police in that truck attack on a crowded Christmas market. He's just been released. The police say they don't have enough evidence. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.